Interview Boost by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. Read by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. With special voices of Waver CD as Jack and Snaky Smut as Jacqueline. Jack was so nervous. It was the first interview he attended right out of college. He just got out of the shower and was looking over the hygiene products in his medicine cabinet. He decided to check out this new cologne his girlfriend gave him as a graduation gift.
Confidence boost.
He read off the box.
Filled with the pheromones and scents you need to achieve your goals.
He scoffed at the box.
This can't possibly be real, but I could certainly use the placebo effect.
He spritzed his naked chest, took a whiff, and breathed a little sigh. He put shaving cream on his face while he practiced introducing himself.
Hello, Miss Jones. Hi, Miss Jones. Miss Jones, it's nice to meet you.
He breathed nervously as he picked up his razor.
Miss Jones, you're looking radiant.
He breathed a defeated sigh.
No, you idiot, this isn't a date.
He scraped the razor along his cheek and felt a cool sensation on his cheek as it sucked in a bit.
Yes, Miss Jones, I'd love to work for your company.
He scraped along his chin and noticed that his shave was getting super smooth. Like smoother than it had ever been before. But he didn't notice the new softness to his jawline. He grabbed his boxer briefs and started pulling them up his legs.
I am committed to the laws of gender studies, and I realize that a lot of this has to do with women.
He practiced confidently as his briefs reached his crotch, not realizing that his testicles had sucked into his groin, and his penis had deflated to a small button above the newly formed pussy lips.
I actually love standing up for women. That is why I applied for the job.
He bobbed his head from side to side, and his neck seemed to stretch a bit longer. He grabbed his tank top undershirt and slipped it over his head, and his shoulders dropped to a more triangular shape. It hung loosely from his chest. But he was so in the imaginary interview in his head, he didn't even notice.
I got top honors in all of my classes, especially in women's studies.
He grabbed onto his pants and slipped them up his legs.
I'm committed to making this business go far and taking its competitors for a walk.
His hair receded back into his legs and became smooth and soft.
I'll make sure your business gets the attention it deserves.
He pulled his pants over his ass that plumped up and lifted higher.
And I'll make sure they have to tighten their belts to pay you if they ever wrong you.
He tightened his belt around the loops, and his waist cinched in, becoming more feminine. He slipped his arms through his button-up, and his hands came out the sleeves, small and delicate.
I can definitely give your company the hand it needs to succeed.
As he buttoned up his shirt, his lower ribs slipped deeper into his torso, until it disappeared completely. He was halfway up his shirt when he realized something.
Shit, my hair!
He grabbed his brush and started brushing through his dark hair, not realizing it was growing longer with every stroke of his brush. He bent over and brushed his stretching hair over his face. He stood and flipped his hair back, revealing a very femme facial structure. He cocked an eyebrow at his reflection.
I look good.
He buttoned up his shirt the rest of the way.
So, Miss Jones, let me help you.
His pecs softened to a pair of perky B-cup breasts.
Bust through the competition.
He grabbed onto his tie and started giving it a double Windsor.
I'd like to give your company the...
He pulled the knot of his tie snug around his neck.
A voice it deserves.
Her voice finally came erupting from her throat. Jacqueline had become the perfect businesswoman, and she was ready to go get the job she deserved. If you like this story and would like to read more transformation stories, ranging from gender transformation all the way to giantess growth, you can find them over on my Patreon for just $3 a week. The link is provided in the description. Thank you for listening.